NPR science correspondent Robert Krulwich has been exploring the ins and outs of a more pedestrian kind of movement, walking.
Okay, this is a little weird. If I took you to a parking lot or maybe a field, some wide open space, and I put a blindfold on you, and I said to you, here's what I want you to do. Just walk forward and try to stay in a straight line. This is what scientist Jan Suman asked his subjects to do in Germany.
Walk straight for 1 hour, exactly. So it's a really boring task. You just walk there, walk there, walk there all the time, walking in a straight line.
And the thing is, it can't be done. Jan says everybody who tries it fails.
Some people
start Everyone?
Everyone.
Yeah. Really? Everyone?
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
No, people, and that's, I mean, again, I really encourage people to try it out themselves, walk blindfolded on a big field. The first 10, 20 steps, you think you're pretty good at walking a straight line, and you actually are. But then if you walk a bit longer and make 40, 50, 100 steps.
Inevitably, he says, people at some point turn and then turn a little more.
Then people start walking in circles.
Circles.
It's really fascinating because people initially don't believe that they were walking in circles, but everyone walks in circles.
And they have no idea that they're going.
And they have no idea. They were thinking that they were walking in a straight line all the time.
This tendency has been studied now for at least a century. On NPR.org, we animated field tests from the 1920s, so you can literally see what happens to men who were blindfolded and told to walk across a field in a straight line or swim across a lake in a straight line, or one was put in a car blindfolded and told now drive in a straight line, and they couldn't. In the animation, you see them going into these strange loop-de-loops in either direction. Apparently, there is a profound inability in humans to go straight unless there's something in the environment you can see and focus on.
Like a mountain or a building or the sun.
If you can fix your eye on one of those.
Then people are able to walk in a pretty straight line.
But without external cues, there's apparently something in us that makes us turn. But what? Well, one obvious explanation would be this is some kind of handedness, like right-handed people favor their right side, lefties their left side. So maybe this is just some version of that. But when Jan's team sorted the subjects into lefties and righties,
and we didn't find any correlation between in which direction they went or whether they were left or right-handed.
So righties went to the left or the right, and lefties went to the right or the left. Didn't matter.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, what about this possibility? We all know our brains have two sides. We have left brains and right brains.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that maybe there's more oomph or more neurotransmitter on one side of our brains that pushes us in a just particular direction.
Right. Yeah, that's a very popular hypothesis.
Except when they tested it, they couldn't find the pattern.
So that kind of suggests that that's probably not really the cause of this phenomenon.
Well, then maybe it's very simple. Maybe in all of us, one of our legs or arms is just a little bit stronger or a little bit longer than the other.
Yeah.
And that over time, that little difference just builds up.
Well, that's actually one thing we tried. Huh. So we actually put rubber soles underneath one foot.
Gluing them onto one shoe, and then on the other shoe, they glued a slightly thicker sole.
Thicker than the other one. So we in effect, created an unequal leg length.
Oh, good. So did they turn in the predictable direction?
No, they didn't. Didn't make any difference at all. So again, that is pretty random what people do.
Wow. So this is a pretty deep puzzle.
Yeah.
And whatever the explanation turns out to be, and we don't know that yet, it looks like there are going to be several causes, not just one. But the real lesson here is that something as simple as walking straight can turn into such a mystery, which is why doing science like this is so much fun.
Right.
Robert Krulwich, NPR News.